your God. Seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with
casting crowns. Seek justice, love mercy. Seek justice, love mercy. These are the commands of the Lord our God. Seek justice and love mercy. You know whether or not you love mercy based on your politics. You can know whether or not you truly love mercy by simply asking this question. Do I pursue the candidates who will show mercy to the poor, the oppressed, and the needy? Or do I pursue the candidates who will run all over the poor, the oppressed, and the needy? You need to exercise integrity as you answer that question. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. After telling the righteous, that's what he called them, then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see? When did we do? And he said, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Where are you headed based on how you've been conducting your life up to this point? Are you headed to eternal punishment, or are you headed to eternal life? Now, I know that some of you will say, well, yeah, I support the politicians who I know are not going to show mercy to the poor, the oppressed, and the needy. But every year I go on a mission trip and I try to help people find water. I mean, poor people who are poorer than some of the poor people here in America. Try to help them find clean water. I go over there and help distribute shoes to them. Here's the thing. Very often, when people do things like that, it is not because they are genuinely showing the love of Christ. They're showing hypocrisy. What they're doing basically is trying to satisfy their consciences. They're trying to show how great they are by going out on these short mission trips to do a good work, truly a good work, for some people who are in need of help. But they show that that's not really where their heart is, because if that's where their heart was, if their heart were truly into helping the poor, they would be just as determined to help the poor, the oppressed, and the needy right here at home. And they would not be insisting election after election after election on putting in office those who will crush and bruise the poor and the oppressed and the needy right here at home. Very often, it's for bragging rights that people will then go overseas and spend just a little bit of time helping the poor over there. The work is good, and I'm glad that the poor over there are being helped. But God is looking at the motive, and he knows. He sees the hypocrisy, and he's going to make his decision as to whether we go to eternal punishment or eternal life based on not only our actions, but our motives. And you can best believe that taking shoes to 300 or 400 people in some country in Africa or in some country in Europe or some country in South America is not going to undo the sin of bruising and crushing the poor and the needy and the oppressed right here at home. God is not going to say the good outweighs and covers up the sin. He doesn't operate that way. He keeps very strict account of everything we do and of all of our motives. And he judges us based on what he knows about our hearts, our attitudes, our dispositions, our true desires. Sometimes we won't do what we know to do because we're afraid that the other people we've been seeking approval from will stop approving of us. It takes courage to do the right thing. We're going to be talking about this some more as we go. The courage to do the right thing. Till next time.